This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome back. Hope you got that first half of Jim Loughran. Check out his digital books. They're a lot of fun and it's cheap. You need to do it. I want to talk to you a little bit about bourbon, but before I do that, have you seen this been going around social media? If half the Wichita population purchased three $20 gift cards from your favorite local biz, we could generate nearly $15 million back into the economy. So I'm thinking you should go to Johnson's Garden Center. They have all kinds of things for holiday decorating, including some of the best, freshest Christmas trees in town. You should go to Jacob Liquor Exchange because everybody wants to get a gift card from Jacob Liquor. The bowling alley, AJ's, another great stocking stuffer gift idea. And, all things barbecue. Oh, my God, who wouldn't want to go there? So think about it. Support my sponsors because they support the sport. God, you get old and you can't move your lips right. Anyway, do that. It's a good thing. How about Kentucky bourbon? Kentucky is the home of bourbon. Bourbon is America's whiskey. Bardstown is right in the center of Kentucky, south of Louisville and a little bit east, and that's where it's Bourbon County is what it was named after. And, you know, it started really as the bootleggers from the Carolinas migrated east with the barrels of a hooch, and the barrels imparted such a dark color and an aromatic quality that they said, hey, we can make that stuff here and put it in brand-new American oak barrels and do our own thing. And, you know, they've been doing that for a long time. It was literally back in the late 1800s, late 1700s and all through the 1800s. Bourbon, of course, is a distilled spirit. It is made from grains, but you knew that. And there's corn must be 51% of that, but then other grains, wheat and things like that, can be part. And to be labeled bourbon, it has to spend 2 years to become a straight bourbon whiskey. And that's 2 years in a new American toasted oak barrel. It goes into the barrel at 125 proof, I think more or less. I don't know if some of that's changed. That's old information that I can dredge up, but things that make bourbon so special is, yes, the oak barrel is probably the key. Other things that really play a big part is the water. And the water that is used in the fermentation process or the distillation process and what is added to bring barrel-strength bourbon down to bottle-strength bourbon. You know, and all those different flavors from the corn, from barley, rye, and wheat, those are all the things to do it. But I think one of the key ingredients that's often overlooked is that limestone filtered spring water, you know. And I've had some of the kings of Kentucky bourbon on the radio show in the past. Jimmy Russell from Wild Turkey, one of my favorite and best interviews, and God, I wish I had the tape from this. This was back when I put it on a cassette tape, was Booker No, the founder of Jim Beam. And not only was a great interview, but he really was passionate about this dark Kentucky fermented and distilled product. His son still carries on, Fred No. He's been on the program. Parker Beam, descendant of Booker, now at the headmaster distiller at Heaven Hill. Jimmy Russell, I think, is still kicking. I still have a bottle of his hooch signed by him. But interesting stuff. And some people say the distillation, the art of bourbon production, is, you know, ho-hum, anybody can make it. It's not true. I don't think it is. You know, they do several distillations to get the impurities out and to make the alcohol just what they want and where they pull it out of the distribution system. And biggest users of American white oak barrels is the course, and how it's aged. Last year, one of the Rick houses, the aging facility, multiple stories. I think the one that collapsed and burnt was three stories high. And man, it's a big process. And then what you get in the glass, and I there's filtration through charcoal. Here's another difference that I neglected. In Tennessee and Kentucky, Kentucky filters for clarity. Tennessee filters for flavors. The Tennessee whiskey is not bourbon, but it tends to have more of that sugar maple, charcoal-y sweetness, and great stuff. And tonight on the virtual tasting, we're going to taste the products from Horse Soldier, and we're going to do their standard blend. We're going to do a single barrel and a small batch, and the first edition, the lighter and lighter alcohol, of course, is a great bottle, and I've already opened mine and sipped some. But then you have small batch and single barrel. Small batch is selected barrels, and they choose them in throughout the rick and the aging facility based on temperature and evaporation. Those primo barrels are blended together. Single barrel is just what it says. You got barrel strength, highest alcohol content of any bourbon, and man, it's just one of them things. And tonight we're going to do it. Let's take another quick break so don't run out of time here while I BS, and we'll come back and I'll tell you a little bit about the bourbons we're going to be tasting tonight. And if you've never had bourbon with some food products, my wife made a pecan pie with dark chocolate in it. So it was a dark chocolate pecan pie. A little sip of bourbon with that was a great way to finish the meal on Thursday, even though it wasn't really a traditional Thanksgiving dinner. We'll be back after a short break. Stay with us. One more thing to do, and then I'll turn you loose to enjoy your weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.